fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. This is the legend of the Lone Ranger and the Colonel's Son. When the Lone Ranger and Toto heard Indian war drums, they followed the sound until they reached the top of a hill. In the valley below, they could see a renegade Indian named Crazy Wolf and 200 painted savages. Bushes concealed the masked man and Toto from the Indians.
Drum say, Indians attack at dawn.
The people in Osage must be warned. At the same time, we must get word to Colonel Ames at the fort. We'll split up, Toto. Take this silver bullet to the fort. Colonel Ames will recognize it and know that I sent you. Tell him this is his chance to capture Crazy Wolf. I'll ride through Eagle Pass and warn the people in Osage to be ready for an attack. Easy, city, big fellow.
Be ready. Come on, Silver. Come up.
Night had gathered and a full moon was rising when the Lone Ranger reached the entrance to Eagle Pass. Between the towering rocky walls, a soldier stood and signaled a halt.
Oh, boy, steady, easy now.
The soldier advanced, holding his rifle ready to fire.
What's the trouble, soldier? Steady, big fella. You're a long way from the fort.
I've been scouting. My horse went lame. That's why I must take yours. Missed.
Yes, but I'm no outlaw and I'm not a horse thief.
No matter who you are, mister, I'm borrowing your horse as an emergency. I must locate those Indian war drums.
They're in Crazy Wolf's encampment.
What? Crazy Wolf?
He and his men are in a valley just below the Twin Peaks. They plan to attack Osage at daybreak. I'm on my way through the pass to warn the town. Oh, what's your name, soldier?
Sergeant Ames.
Ames? Your father's the colonel at the fort. That's why you look familiar to me.
You know my father?
Yes.
And you know he's one of the toughest officers in the army. As his son, I'd have to be a hero before he'd recommend me for a commission as a second lieutenant.
You sound bitter.
I'm sorry, but I must take your horse to get back to the fort with the news of Crazy Wolf.
My Indian friend Toto is on his way to the fort now with the information.
Toto, and you called your horse Silver. Why, you must be the Lone Ranger.
Yes.
My father has often spoken of you. Tell me, won't the Indians reach Osage ahead of the troopers?
Probably. That's why I must warn the people. They must be ready to make a stand.
Maybe I can delay the Indians.
Single-handed?
I've plenty of ammunition. And there's a natural fortification on the ledge overlooking this gap. I'll open fire before the Redskins reach the pass. I'll get some of them.
Unless you're very fortunate, it will mean your life. But you may save many others. Good luck. Easy, steady, big fella, easy.
After the Lone Ranger had gone, Sergeant Ames climbed to the top of the cliff at the entrance to Eagle Pass and waited until 3 o'clock in the morning. Then the savages appeared. They came out of the hills riding hard toward the canyon that would take them straight to Osage.
Unless they're stopped, they'll kill the Lone Ranger and everyone in Osage. They'll kill the Lone Ranger. I must slow them down.
One man against 200 Indians. The soldier knew he could not last long against such odds, even though he was in a well-fortified place. He leveled his rifle, aimed at Crazy Wolf, and fired.
I dropped him.
After shooting Crazy Wolf, the Indian leader, Lance Ames kept firing from the ledge as fast as he could load and pull the trigger. Several Indians fell. The others didn't know that just one man guarded the narrow entrance to Eagle Pass. Instead of entering the pass, they turned their horses aside, leaped to the ground, and took shelter behind rocks. Ames knew that every moment he could delay the Indians added to the hope that his father, the colonel, would arrive with troops in time to save the town of Osage and the Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger had warned the people in Osage and was on his way back through Eagle Pass when he heard the gunfire. He urged Silver to top speed.
Come on, Silver! Faster, big fellow, faster!
When he rounded a turn in the canyon, he could see the opening ahead. He drew rein.
Oh, Silver, oh, easy, steady, big fellow.
The masked man saw Sergeant Ames making his brave fight against the heavy odds. Leaving Silver, the Lone Ranger climbed the rocky walls of the canyon's rim. As he ran, crouching low toward Sergeant Ames, he saw the soldier drop his gun and slump to the ground. He drew his guns and opened fire at the Indian. Then he picked up the army rifle, loaded it, and fired some more. The Lone Ranger was able, between shots, to learn that Sergeant Ames was still alive. When the supply of ammunition ran low, the masked man fired more cautiously. After what seemed an eternity, a bugle sounded in the background of the gunfire. The Lone Ranger looked across the plain. He breathed a prayer of thanks at what he saw in the bright moonlight. The soldiers were coming out of the hills from behind the Indians in a column of twos, with Tonto riding beside the colonel in the lead. While the masked man watched, the troopers changed formation. Some turned to the right, others to the left. They fanned out to a wide front as the bugle sounded charge. Many of the renegades were cut down by withering gunfire. The others, realizing that it was a hopeless fight, surrendered. While the soldiers were making prisoners of the Indians, the Lone Ranger quickly examined the sergeant's wound, then quietly hurried along the canyon rim and down the wall to the place where Silver waited. He mounted and rode to the mouth of the canyon, where Tonto stood with Colonel Ames.
Oh, easy, silly big fella.
The colonel shook hands with the masked man and said,
"Thanks to the timely information you sent by Tonto, we have rounded up every one of these renegades."
"I'm glad to hear it, Colonel. Oh, what about Crazy Wolf?"
"He's dead. Apparently he was shot by someone stationed on that ledge above."
"Him say people are Osage."
"Oh, is that so?"
"Indeed it is. He made a glorious stand. He held these Indians out of Eagle Pass till we got here."
"Hey, Colonel!
It man on ledge."
"The men I sent to see who fought these Indians. Yes, he's someone there."
"It's your own son, Colonel. It's the sergeant."
"Wait, my son."
"He's wounded, but it's not serious."
"His heroic stand should win him a commission and a medal for bravery."
"Yes. Yes, I think you're right.
Otto, we better ride through Eagle Pass and tell the people in Osage that Crazy Wolf will not attack."
"Ah, not good news."
"Many thanks to both of you."
"We'll meet again, Colonel. Easy, said it.
Come on, easy, fella.
Montilde!
Let's go." "Well, Colonel Ames, it looks like your son is a man of the hour."
"He was called a hero, Captain. Called a hero by the Lone Ranger."